Welcome to Unshakable with Charlana Kelly, Vanessa Dotson, and Tim Lowry, a show designed to help you discover your true identity in Christ. You have a purpose, and it's our desire to see it fulfilled through the powerful love of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lines are now open. You can text your questions to 936-931-7770. That's 936-931-7770. Now, here's your host, Charlana Kelly.
Welcome, everyone. We are so glad you're tuning in today. It is a beautiful day where we are today, and Tim is back in the studio here with me, and we're excited to bring you a powerful program about truth, the truth that you need to cling to today. We're going to talk about three different types of truth, and it really is important for us to have this conversation right now, because people have, even in the church, have let go of the fact that Jesus is the truth. He is the absolute truth, and God's truth is inerrant, and it is what? Unchanging?
Yeah. Unshakable, maybe.
Yeah. Unshakable. Let's get that word in here. Well, we're going to talk about several different types of truth today, and we want to end up in the place where we're talking about God's inerrant, unchanging, everlasting truth, which is where Christians really need to be residing and understanding. So we're going to talk about the power of God's word and the fact that, you know, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is not going to change. And so as we change, we have to really be very careful about what we identify as truth. And this first segment, I want to talk about something that's called cultural truth. The other day I was preparing for today, and I just started praying and asking God, you know, God, we're getting ready to shift our focus on this program and rebrand this program, because unfortunately,
it's coming to an end. This is the 40th episode.
40th
episode.
That's a powerful number right there.
So for season two, this is now the 40th episode. So there's 40 episodes of season one and 40 episodes of season two. And now we're going to be going on to a whole new series.
Yeah.
Which requires some rebranding and some restructure and all of that. But that's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. And we're really excited about it. We want you to know ahead of time, we're going to be talking about some hard issues.
Yes. Yes.
Some issues.
The gloves are coming off.
I love that. The gloves are coming off. But you know what? We love our listeners enough to tell them the truth. Paul said he wrote the word, speak the truth in love so that we can all grow up together in Christ.
Yeah. And I think that you guys, the listeners, have also helped with a lot of the questions and a lot of different things that you've written in.
Yes.
Some of the prisoners that have written in have sparked some of this need to really expose the truth and what God's truth is. And like you said, getting into this whole next level and basically taking the gloves off and getting to the important issues.
Yeah, I think you may have just spoken out our tagline. We're taking off the gloves and we're going to talk about the hard issues. Yes. I like that.
Enlightenment. I like it. You got to write it down.
That's it. We're going to write that down. Somebody get a pen. I've got one. I'm just kidding. But here's the thing. We need you to know that God's truth is the same. It is not going to change. And no matter who says, where, even if they have a title behind their name or a pastor in front of it, if they are telling you that the word of God is some sort of a fable, or it is, some people call it illustrated, things that aren't real, there's
even
contradictions, mythology. Yeah. I mean, that is so demeaning to our Father, who we are supposed to be bringing glory to. I mean, we exist for His his glory,
right,
his pleasure. He created man because he wanted a family, he wanted someone to interact with in the garden. He wanted someone to walk in the cool of the day with and have conversation with and communicate and you know, to literally devote. It's almost like God devoted himself to man, but then he hoped that man would devote himself to God, right?
Right.
Because God gave everything.
Yeah.
He gave his only begotten son, right? Because yeah. he so loved us. He gave everything to us, devoted himself. I mean, Jesus was what? God in the flesh?
I think the thing that blows my mind is that before he even put it into motion, he knew the outcome.
Right.
You know?
That is mind-blowing. <It's>
like, and so he knows, okay, it's going to be a time, and we're going to go through all this other stuff, but all of this other stuff is needed so that when you are restored unto me, as humans are restored right. unto me, it will be out, you will want to be there, not as something that I created and forced you
right.
to be. And I think that when you look at that, that is an amazing love.
It is.
Instead of just wiping it out, say, no, I'll start over.
Yeah.
You're gonna, you know, pull and tear and be my enemy for all of these centuries. And, you know, it's like, no, he said, I see who you are mm-hmm. at the end of this.
Right.
And I've prepared you, if you will let me, I've prepared you to bring as many people as you can along with me and along with you to yeah. meet me.
Yeah. And then he's prepared this beautiful place for us. And then after he completely annihilates all evil and darkness, he's going to set up his kingdom in the earth, and it's going to, the lion is going to lay down with the lamb. I mean, just all the beauty of what God has prepared.
Yeah.
And people try to make light of those things and try to explain them away as though they don't carry weight or power, and that God is a hard God. And the one thing I hear quite a bit of, Tim, and you know, this really wasn't in my personal notes to talk about today, and if that's okay, but you know, I hear people say all the time, they're going to get angry with God. If that happens in my life, I'm yes. going to be angry yeah, at God. And I always want to say, and I try to be very, very careful and choose when the Holy Spirit tells me to say it, not when I just want to barge in and tell them what I think about it. But I always want to remind people that we live in a fallen world. This world is not perfect. It yeah. is subject to darkness and evil. The Satan still has a leasehold on this earth, right? Yeah. And so we're the light in this earth. Jesus was the light of the world, and we are the light of Christ. And so light needs to be in the midst of the darkness. So anytime calamity comes on us, sickness is not, God is not the author of sickness. God is not the author of death. God is not the author of evil or darkness. So when bad things happen to good people, it's not that God said, all right, I'm going to put this on you and we'll see how you handle it. No, that's not our Father. We do know that Satan asked for Job. He right. said, let me test him. God said, okay. You know, and God does sometimes. We are sifted
right. But he also
by
put
God.
Limitations on
yes.
Satan's power. Even there, he
right.
says you can do anything but take his life.
Right.
And so even then, it's like he allows it only to a point.
Right. And then what happened with Job? He said, I see myself yeah. in light of your glory, basically, and I repent in dust and ashes. He says, I've always heard by the hearing of the ear, but now I see. Yeah. And what was the end result for Job? Because he handled it rightly. He made it through and clung to God, clung to his word, believed him, and was humble and repentive in his sight. God restored him. He got yeah. double what yes. he had before.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just an amazing thing to look at, because that is our almost like guidelines. You know, when you start going through something, I love going to Job and
yeah.
looking at it, because the minute I start complaining, I look at him and go, I have nothing to complain about. If he
Hang
went
on.
Through all of this,
right?
I have nothing to complain about, and it always puts you in the right mood to just say, I just need to focus on God.
Right.
And what he is doing.
This is true. So you know what? We don't get to choose the truth that we believe. We don't get to pick.
That's good.
Like pick out all the little scriptures that we really like that make us feel good. And we say, that's my truth. That's my God. No, we have to take God in totality. Right. This is how I felt led by the Holy Spirit to read the New Testament beginning to end here, starting at the first of the year. And so I'm still in the book of Matthew. And I have to tell you, I've read a few parts of different chapters there in Matthew that have been a little bit hard for me to read. Mm. But, you know, number one, I realize this book is written by a Jew for the Jew. So it's a letter to the Jews. So they're speaking to the Jews in the culture of their day. And so, you know, while all scripture is given for inspiration and correction and rebuke, we can take all of scripture and use it to learn and grow in our own life. There's some things in there that are written for a certain group of people that really don't apply to me.
Right.
But yet some of it's pretty hard.
Yeah. Yeah. And the interesting thing is, it was written over 2,000 years ago, but there are Jewish people that when they read that today, it affects them the same way that it affected the Jewish people back then.
Right.
Because they've held on to their traditions, because they've held on to all of that. And so it's amazing that, you know, it is what they call the living word. It will always be living.
Right. And active and sharp. Yeah. And alive. The Word of God is alive. But I want to talk here in the first segment about something we just kind of touched on, and that is cultural truth. And it really comes down to man's traditions. And that's what happened with the Jews. God gave 10 very simple laws that they were to follow, the 10 commandments. And then what did man do with that? They just piled on hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
I think it was like over 600.
Over 600 additional laws on top of 10. When if they would have just received them in their simplicity, in the, you know, just, yeah, God said, you know, you will have no other idol before me. That's pretty simple. Yeah. You worship no one but God. Yeah. So anything else that gets in the way of that has to go. But, you know, man wants to always overcomplicate everything, right? We got to figure it out. We got to prove it out. We're like Doubting Thomas. We want to touch it. We want to hold it, you know, but cultural truth is actually just like, for example, they were living, these books are written in, let's just say, first century Christ. You know, it was AD. Christ had been born. He's, you know, he's already dead. He's ascended. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. These are being penned. And so they're looking at the culture of their day, right? Well, the culture of their day was very different than the culture of our day.
Right.
Like I remember, I was thinking today, Tim, I went to work for a church in the 90s. And when I went to work for that church, they literally had in their dress code for women, you cannot wear open-toed shoes. And if you wear a dress, you have to wear pantyhose. Okay. So that was the culture of that day.
Right.
Inside of that particular group of churches that I went to. And so as time went on, I went to that church for 25 years. It was our home church. Love that church. Big shout out to Tim Gilligan, the pastor there. But, you know, as time went on, as time went on in that church, all of those rules and regulations seem to just disappear.
Right. They just kind of went out the window.
Yeah. I remember the conversation about, well, yeah, let's let the ladies wear open-toe shoes. Yeah. Let's not require pantyhose anymore when they wear a dress. Now, the dress length still needs to be a certain length if you're on the platform.
Right.
But you don't have to wear pantyhose anymore. So that's just a real simple example of cultural truth. It's not really
truth. It's subjective. It changes as the generations go.
Right.
Which is an interesting thing, because I think a lot of people have mixed up cultural truth with absolute truth.
Right.
They're allowing that that cultural truth to become their own truth,
right.
the only truth that they know, instead of looking back at the absolute truth. Because absolute truth is something that you can't change.
Mm-hmm.
And as humans, we always want to change something.
Right.
And I think we want to change it, one, because we're creative beings, but two, we're also in that fallen state. So we want to manipulate it in a way that means a better truth for me and a better outcome for me and less of a consequence.
Right.
And then somehow we think that our life is going to be better by that.
Yeah.
And it's not. I mean, I get this a lot, where I'll hear people talking about absolute truth or subjective truth. And they're like, well, whatever your truth is yours.
Right.
Well, that's not the real
truth. That's not truth. And we're going to talk about that on the other side of this break. So stay tuned.
You are listening to Unshakable with Charlana Kelly, Vanessa Dotson, and Tim Lowry. You can text your questions to 936-931-7770. That's 936-931-7770.
Bella Gifts from the Heart is proud to be a sponsor of Unshakable. Bella Gifts is located in the historic downtown square of Crockett, Texas. They carry a variety of specialty items selected from a love of style, sense of humor, family, and hope. Stop by Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. or Saturdays till 4. For directions and more information, call 936-545-1906 or visit bellagiftsfromtheheart.com.
Hi, my name is Lori Clifton, and I am a life strategist and imaginator, and I am the author of The Awareness Suite. The Awareness Suite is a series of rooms that God and I designed together that disaster-proof your life from the inside out. Disaster-proofing from the inside out, it's a real thing when you learn about the ACE key. The ACE key, it's the awareness changes everything key, and it's the missing piece of life's puzzle that keeps you from being deceived by life's fine-sounding arguments. Connect with me and learn more at LoriClifton.com.
Looking for a breathtaking location for your wedding or event? Look no further than The Barn at Hickory Creek. Nestled in the heart of Crockett, Texas, this stunning barn venue offers a unique rustic elegance that you won't find anywhere else. We proudly host weddings, family reunions, corporate events, and any type of special occasion. Call us today at 936-222-4562. The Barn at Hickory Creek, creating endearing experiences you will cherish for decades to come.
For over 50 years, Bruner's Economy Car Center has been delivering fast, affordable, and highly trusted automotive care to Crockett and the surrounding communities. Whether it's 24-hour towing and wrecking service, routine engine services, or custom body and paint repair, Bruner's Economy Car Center has got you covered. They work with all insurance companies, and with direct repair, you'll be back on the road in no time. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Bruner's is ready to service all of your car care needs. For 24-hour towing, call 936-546-4022. That's 936-546-4022. Or visit them at brunersecc.com to schedule your appointment and free estimate today. Bruner's Economy Car Center, trusted since 1972.
104.3 Joy FM. Feel the joy. Feel the joy.
Listening to Unshakable with Charlana Kelly, Vanessa Dotson, and Tim Lowry. The studio lines are now open. You can text your questions to 936-931-7770. Now, here's your host, Charlana Kelly.
Hey, friends, welcome back. We're having a conversation here today about truth. Cultural truth, subjective truth, objective truth. We're going to get to absolute truth, which is the only truth that as Christians we should really be concerned with living our life according to in the days that we're living. And you know what? Tim and I are going to be rebranding this program. It's going to be entitled Reclaiming Truth, because we're living in a time when deception has filled the church.
Yes.
Really around the world. I think maybe the only church, part of Jesus's church that it has not succumbed to this would be the persecuted church.
Right. Yeah.
They're the only ones. Yeah. And so we've got to get this right. Tim and I want to do this because, listen, we see that darkness is covering the earth and gross darkness is covering the people. And the word says that Jesus will not come back until the great apostasy, until the great falling away. He even said, I think Paul actually wrote those words, but then Jesus said that if the elect of God could be deceived, they would be. And so we're seeing a time right now when the American church especially, but all across Europe, probably well, you know, through yeah. most of the hemisphere here, Canada and all of the Western nations, the church has become very amalgamated with all these different belief systems. Yeah. New Age has come in, humanism has come in, secularism has come in. There's all this amalgamation of beliefs. And friends, guess what? That's what the end time one world religion is going to be.
Yeah. And it all stems back from allowing the culture to shift the truth.
Right.
And the culture is changed because the church has really fallen into this thing called pietism, where mm-hmm. they're not getting engaged in the actual politics and the culture around. They're saying, we'll just stick to getting people saved and our own personal relationship with God mm-hmm. instead of, you know, really being involved in the politics which we had done for centuries. The church had done for centuries. Mm-hmm. They were the advisors to the kings. They right. were the advisors to the governors and the presidents and instructing them in the ways that God would handle these things. Mm-hmm. Well, you take that out and you don't have Christian men and women in those positions, or you have Christian men that were trained in pietism to say, well, I'm a governor first, and then I'm a Christian, mm-hmm. instead of, no, I serve God in all right. aspects of my life.
Right.
Well, you take that out, then guess what happens?
You start compromise.
Well, the wicked come in, mm-hmm. and they start ruling,
right.
and they start changing the culture to their worldly ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do we start doing? Well, we try to start putting Band-Aids on things. Oh, well, now we got to do this. Now, I heard a thing recently. It says the church is now struggling to keep Christ in Christmas. That's how far down we've come.
Oh.
You know? So that's the battle hill we're trying to, to take over now?
Is that the litmus test for yeah. the church today? Are you going to keep Christ in Christmas?
Yeah.
How about are we going to condone sexual immorality? That has been out yeah. the window a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
We don't confront anything, not even as a father or mother would confront their own children or teach and train their own children. We don't talk about hard things from the pulpit anymore.
Well, and a lot of people going to church just don't, they're unaware of it.
Right.
They've been slowly in that pot, you know, mm-hmm. to cook a frog, you put it in a yeah. cold water and you just slowly turn it up. Well, the church has been there.
Lukewarm.
Yeah. And then they're getting cooked in the wrong way
mm-hmm.
because they're not getting on fire for God. They're getting deceived and they're going to be, useless.
Right.
And Satan wants that. He wants it to be completely useless. He wants you as the Christian to go about every day struggling because he's going to make it hard for you, but give you no power in Jesus' name to do anything about it.
And the single most powerful entity in the earth in any time in history has been the church.
Yeah.
But thank God there's a remnant.
Yes.
I'm just going to tell
reclaiming.
You. We're going to reclaim the truth, but we're also going to have people on. We're going to do some interviews with people who've written books and who are doing amazing work in our nation to rebuild, to raise up and repair ruined cities and desolations within the generations. I mean, when you think about it, because of these things, these intentional taking away of the fabric of the family, removing fathers from the home. That was encouraged, you know, in the 1950s and 60s by our government that then started paying women to have babies. And if there wasn't a husband in the home, they got more money. So there was this financial incentive to continue to have more children out of wedlock. I mean, we can trace back the origins of the tentacles of this very evil and licentious demonic stronghold in our nation. And the first thing they came after were children and families.
Yeah. And it's not that it's something new. Mm-hmm. You go back and you look in the history books, and it's a cycle that keeps coming back, because it, when evil rears its head, you have two choices. You can bury it or you can fight it.
Right.
And the thing about what I see a lot in the Old Testament was when they were commanded to eliminate it completely, and they wouldn't. Well, it would come back later, centuries later, to right. haunt them. Mm-hmm. And that's what evil does. It'll hide for a while.
Right.
And then it comes back, and it comes back even stronger.
I just am so happy you brought up that hiding thing right there, Tim, because years ago, many years ago, I think I've shared this with you before, and I am going to get you a copy of this, and we are going to talk about it. This article, it was a series of three very long articles written by an army chaplain many years ago. The title of it was Honoring the Truth Teller. Here we are talking about truth again. And he said that if you don't honor the truth, honor Jesus, number one, who is the truth, honor God's word, which is the absolute truth. If you don't honor the truth, what happens is in an organization, in an individual, it happens across the board. What will ultimately happen is the entire thing will be destroyed. And what the enemy does is he will pop up, so to speak, in this very deceptive, destructive way. And he is, in his essence of what he's doing, is attacking the truth teller. So he pops up, he begins to attack the truth or attack the truth teller until it's exposed that it is darkness and evil that's doing it. It's Satan himself. Once it's exposed, it dives back under surface and hides, like you were just saying, until, like what he said to Jesus. When Jesus came out of the wilderness and Satan could not get him to concede, he said, the Bible says, Mark wrote, or Luke, I think it was, wrote, he left to return for a more opportune time. So he lies in wait, always looking right. for the opportunity to attack the truth.
Yeah, and normally it will happen in your weakest condition.
Right.
When you've been through a battle, or even a lot of times I've noticed it happens right after a huge victory.
Right.
Because you let your guard down. It's whenever you're letting your guard down, that's when he looks for those opportune moments.
Right. And he will take them, and he will use people to try to get you to forfeit. That's what he wanted Jesus to do. Forfeit your authority. Forfeit your rights.
Forfeit his inheritance.
Right.
You know, of if he would have gone and just given that up, he wouldn't have had the earth. He wouldn't have had that.
What does Satan use most right now to get people to forfeit their inheritance?
Well, I can think of a lot of things. I think of depression. I think of fear.
I think of money on a big scale.
Yeah. I you know, selling
prosperity.
Out.
Prosperity.
Yeah, selling out. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and of course, those things that he attacks us with personally, individually, that's ultimately what he wants to do. But we've seen on a global scale, we have seen compromise from every direction within the church. And that has all had a root of money attached yeah. to it.
And a lot of the larger the cash, the larger the compromise in some of these situations, because the larger the cash has this agenda with it that we'll give you the cash, but you've got to just change this a little bit, change mm-hmm. that a little bit. You know, you're a little bit too hard on the LGBT thing. Just tone it down a little bit and we'll give you those millions that you need.
And he also promises is if you tone it down, more people will come.
Yeah.
And more people equal what? More money.
Right.
Ultimately. You know, so that's more of a leadership perspective on it for people in the church that are leaders that are have businesses or they have some. And, you know, you were sharing a story about a company called PureFlix and how they sold to Sony. And then after Sony took over, now all of a sudden you're seeing programming that is condoning these sins and things that are against really the word of God.
Yeah, you're seeing a compromise. And it's subtle, but it's starting. So you never know. You have to choose wisely. And I think for the last almost 4 years now, since we've arrived here in Crockett, which I never thought I'd even be in Crockett, didn't know what Crockett was, but, you know, God was sharing with me Isaiah 55. Mm-hmm. Every morning I'll read Isaiah 55. And I'm like, am I just not getting something, Lord? What is this? But it always starts out about those who are thirsty come to the water. Those who have no money come buy wine and milk without money, without cost. And it just keeps going back to the fact that he says that he, you know, listen to me, hear that your soul may live, and your it's all about getting to him without money.
Right.
And I think even the church, even some of the ministries like to hold him hostage. Even radio stations like to do that. It's like, mm-hmm. well, we can't continue unless you give us money. You know, give us this or give us that. And always crying poor for God. And yet, every time I read that, it's like, we're in a time now that the truth just needs to be revealed.
Right.
It's not about money. And you kind of have to wipe out that whole money thing because people are questioning. It's like, well, who's backing them? You know?
Right.
And that's one thing with Joy FM is we're not controlled by advertisers like Pepsi Cola or any of these crazy, you know, things where they say, hey, you know, we need you to do this, we need you to that, because mm-hmm. we're not relying on that. And that's, we have to get to a place even in our ministries where we say, God, you're our provider. You'll provide the money. I just need to go out and proclaim your truth, the absolute truth.
I'm over here shaking my head because so much is flying through my thinking right now based on that last statement, because so often as a Christian, we will yoke ourselves either to the government or to unbelievers or to people who would literally even preach a different message than we would, right down to, you know, Lord knows it could be satanic.
Right.
Because we don't see that there's a problem with that. We don't really believe that God is our provider.
Yeah, we say it with our mouth, but how many of us really take it to heart and say, no, yeah. God, you are my provider and I need to seek you, and all this other stuff doesn't matter. All this stuff that I do every day doesn't matter if I'm not in the center of God's will.
Listen to what Jesus said. This actually comes out, it's a prophetic utterance by Isaiah, but I'm reading out of Mark 7, verse 6. Jesus said, "You hypocrites, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you, for he said, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship is a farce, for they teach man-made ideas as commands from God. For you ignore God's law and substitute your own traditions.'" And then when we do that, we call it the truth. Mm. And it is not the truth.
No, not at all. Not even close.
Not even close. Well, friends, stay tuned. We're going to continue this conversation because you know what Tim and I are going to be doing for the balance of this year? We're going to be reclaiming God's truth and setting the captive
free.
You
are listening to Unshakable with Charlana Kelly, Vanessa Dotson, and Tim Lowry. You can text your questions to 936-931-7770. That's 936-931-7770.
Hi, my name is Lori Clifton, and I am a life strategist and imaginator, and I am the author of The Awareness Suite. The Awareness Suite is a series of rooms that God and I designed together that disaster-proof your life from the inside out. Disaster-proofing from the inside out, it's a real thing when you learn about the ACE key. The ACE key, it's the awareness changes everything key, and it's the missing piece of life's puzzle that keeps you from being deceived by life's fine-sounding arguments. Connect with me and learn more at LoriClifton.com.
Bella Gifts from the Heart is proud to be a sponsor of Unshakable. Bella Gifts is located in the historic downtown square of Crockett, Texas. They carry a variety of specialty items selected from a love of style, sense of humor, family, and hope. Stop by Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. or Saturdays till 4. For directions and more information, call 936-545-1906 or visit bellagiftsfromtheheart.com.
Looking for a breathtaking location for your wedding or event? Look no further than The Barn at Hickory Creek. Nestled in the heart of Crockett, Texas, this stunning barn venue offers a unique rustic elegance that you won't find anywhere else. We proudly host weddings, family reunions, corporate events, and any type of special occasion. Call us today at 936-222-4562. The Barn at Hickory Creek, creating endearing experiences you will cherish for decades to come.
For over 50 years, Bruner's Economy Car Center has been delivering fast, affordable, and highly trusted automotive care to Crockett and the surrounding communities. Whether it's 24-hour towing and wrecking service, routine engine services, or custom body and paint repair, Bruner's Economy Car Center has got you covered. They work with all insurance companies, and with direct repair, you'll be back on the road in no time. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Bruner's is ready to service all of your car care needs. For 24-hour towing, call 936-546-4022. That's 936-546-4022. Or visit them at brunersecc.com to schedule your appointment and free estimate today. Bruner's Economy Car Center, trusted since 1972.
104.3 Joy FM. Feel the joy.
You're listening to Unshakable with Charlana Kelly, Vanessa Dotson, and Tim Lowry. The studio lines are now open. You can text your questions to 936-931-7770. Now, here's your host, Charlana Kelly.
Welcome back. We're glad you've been tuning in with us. If not, you can catch this episode in full by looking for our podcast over on 1043joyfm.com/unshakable. You can find all 80 episodes of Unshakable over there. Yes, it's amazing, isn't it?
Hard to believe.
Yes, but so grateful. Thank you, Tim, for this opportunity and just for all that you bring. And
I'm just excited that we've, you know, through this last 2 years, we've actually got to see that there's people all around the world listening and tuning in. And it just, it warms my heart to know that sometimes when the Holy Spirit moves and you come off the page and you're just like, I just feel the Holy Spirit. So I know that there's somebody in another country that has grabbed hold of that and planted that in their walk, in their church, in other places that they needed for that time.
Right.
And I'm just grateful that we've got to be a part of that.
That's awesome. It is a great honor. There's nothing better, no better ability than to reach lives with the truth of God's word. And that's what we've been talking about. We've mentioned several times that we're going to be rebranding the program, and it's going to be Reclaiming Truth, because there's a very vital need in this hour for Christians to get back to the absolute inerrant truth of God's word, and stop hedging, stop compromising, and ask the Holy Spirit to show you where you have, because sometimes we're deceived and we don't even know it.
Yeah, Most of the time.
Right. Well, yeah.
I mean, because we've bought into, like you said, we bought into this cultural truth instead of the absolute truth.
Right. And we've got to change some things. So Tim, he coined this phrase in the first segment, and I'm holding firm to it. We're taking off the gloves.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about the hard issues, and we're going to reveal the truth. And hopefully those who are listening, we always pray, and I pray today, that you have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Jesus left us a teacher. Now I want you to listen to me for just a minute, because Paul wrote about this. He said in the last days that people were going to heap up for themselves teachers, and that they were going to have itching ears, and they were going to run from this place to that place, and there would be great deception. He's writing to the church there. He's not right. We're not talking about unbelievers here.
Right.
We're talking about people who would say today, I am a Christian. And so, you know, we want you to allow the Holy Spirit to test your life. And if you're not cracking that Bible and reading it for yourself, if you're getting all that you need off of, you know, somebody else's devotion, or watching this or listening to that, or I'm just a worshiper, all I do is worship. Listen to me. Jesus said, I'm giving you the Holy Spirit who's going to help you. And then he went one step further. He said that he is a leader and a guide, that he is the Spirit of truth, and he will teach you all truth. He will lead you into the absolute truth, the only truth that's going to stand.
Yeah.
The rest of it's going to fall to the ground. I'm telling you, it breaks my heart when I hear somebody say, this is my truth.
Yeah, me too.
Like, you know, they get to pick and choose what their truth is. And their life is headed to ruin.
Or they get offended when they, I've had people angry at me and say, well, that's your truth.
Yeah. Like,
no, that's not my truth. That's the absolute truth. I didn't make the rule.
Right.
You know, but they get so offended by it, mm-hmm. you know, because it's not in their wheelhouse of what their truth
right.
looks like.
Right. And another thing that happens is conviction happens in that moment too, you know, and that can sting pretty hard. And we hope that as we share some truth, there might be some stinging going on on the other end of this as you listen. You know, I shared in last segment that I'm just reading back through the New Testament and just in Matthew right now, a few days in, and I've already been stung a few times.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, but the interesting thing is, if you allow the Holy Spirit to do it, it's a loving reproach.
Right.
You know, it's not like you're miserable, you messed up again, you're never, you know, God's never going to love you. It's never like that.
Right.
It is a conviction.
Yes.
But it's a loving conviction. And if you're walking and letting God be your Lord and Savior, and you realize these are the areas that I've let that slip, or I've taken back control, or I haven't ever given this to you, that's where it hurts.
Yeah.
Because you realize I'm hurting God. I'm hurting God in this moment. And when you really love God, you don't want to hurt him in any way.
Right.
And so there's that grieving that comes, but then there's that loving spirit that just, he's there to correct you.
Right.
And if you allow it, There is pain. There mm-hmm. is sometimes the consequences, you know, God doesn't get you out of the consequences right. of your own actions. You know, what mm-hmm. you sow, you reap. You know, there is God's mercy. Sometimes he will, you know, spare you from that. But, you know, a lot of times you have to go through the consequences of your own actions, and it is painful.
Right.
But it's there to show you, I don't want to do that again.
Right. Know? I'm going to choose God's way.
Yes.
next time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know how many of us have been in that situation where we've just done it our way for so long that you get so tired and it's like, nope, I can't do it my way anymore. I've got to do it God's way.
I surrender all.
Yeah.
I surrender all. I want to share another scripture out of the Bible about truth, about God's truth. This is Jesus speaking. This is John's account of his words, actually out of chapter 8, verse 31. It says, Jesus said to the people who believed in him, again, talking to believers, he said, you are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. That's powerful, friends. But he's very, very clear there. It's his teachings. It's not somebody else's teachings or somebody else's interpretation of the word. I read an article that a friend sent to me the other day about, and this is a man who is a, he calls himself, he is a theologian. He has a PhD. He's been to seminary, but he had the audacity to write an article about the fact that there was nothing special about the blood of Jesus. Are you kidding me?
Right.
And people, oh goodness, were cheering him on and exploding. You know, I think there were more for him than you know, there were more cheering his message on than were taking him to task. However, but I mean, how do you get that far away from the truth of God's word that says that Jesus's blood was precious?
Yeah.
It was the atonement for our sin.
Yeah, for all sin.
All sin, past, present, future.
I mean, look at the years and years and how many thousands and thousands of animals that were killed
for
the
their
sin.
Blood.
Just let's just put it for the sin offering. There was many. There was like the sacrifice for the so many different sacrifices for all these different offerings. But if you just take how many animals were killed for the sin offering,
right?
It was thousands upon thousands over all of those years.
And then the blood was put on the scapegoat. Remember,
right?
And that goat was run out of the little village or city as a sign and a symbol that Jesus would come and he would be the scapegoat once and for all, and the blood that would be upon him would literally be the blood of our sins.
And once that sacrifice of Christ was done, there was no more need for sacrifice.
Right.
It was done. The atonement had been made. And yet today, they're still rejecting that.
Right.
And they're trying to build their temple and start again animal sacrifices.
Right.
Because the Jewish people still don't believe that Jesus was the Messiah, because their cultural truth didn't line up with the absolute truth.
Right.
They wanted a savior that would come in and free them from their captives, from Rome, from their oppressors. And when that didn't happen, they said, well, he must not be God.
Right.
Because they had put God in a box.
They wanted it their way.
Yeah.
And truly, in the end of it, they loved their rituals more than they loved the Messiah.
Yeah. And they loved the power of having the power over the people. Because
now you're just getting there.
Yeah. Well,
that's what it is.
That's what it is. It all comes back to money and power.
Money and power. And that's true. And when money and power are involved, we will sacrifice the truth.
Yeah. Because it's so easy to, like you said, get into that cultural truth. Because cultural truth, it's kind of like this cancel culture that we deal with.
Mm-hmm.
It's only good until it goes against you. Like, you can play along with it until it turns on you.
Right.
Like, you can say, oh, yes, I believe in that, I believe in that. And then all of a sudden, that truth changes, and now you're on the other end of it, and now you're getting persecuted. You're like, whoa, wait a minute. Then that's not truth. Well, it's too late at that point.
Right.
You know, you're already under the bus. You're getting your life's getting destroyed, all of that, just because you built your life on a false set of truth.
Yeah, that is what people don't realize when they go down the road of compromise, ultimately corruption. There's a lot of corruption in the church today. And I'll say this every single program if I have to. A corrupt government cannot be successful without a corrupt church. And that's why even today I look at our government and I look at our church and I'm like, we are poised right now to have one of the most horrific consequences to the church as we've ever seen. And the church in America has not really been persecuted to the degree that our brothers and sisters on the other side of the world and south of the border have.
Right. Well, we have sent missionaries to be persecuted for us.
Right.
You know, it's like, well, we can't really do it. We're Christians, but we don't want to invest in that. We'll give you money. We'll send you out there. We'll put you into those areas. You go do it for us. Mm-hmm. And they, so many denominations paint that as a great thing, that we're sending them out. We should be at a place that any one of us could go in a moment and go speak to those people, even to our neighbor. Do we even go to our neighbor and speak the truth about God?
Right. You know? I have a friend, she lives over in Mississippi, and a family of Muslims moved in across from her, and they were pretty radical because the woman wore a hijab, you know, completely covered head to toe. And you know, I love her. She loves people, and she is a soul winner. She just marched herself right across there with a nice welcome gift and knocked on the front door. And, you know, she just treated them like anybody else and loved on them. But they lived there for a short period of time, maybe a year. And the whole time, she never saw any of them out in the yard except when they were driving their vehicle out of their driveway. And the blinds were always pulled and always dark over there. But she kept knocking on that door and giving them little gifts of food and different things, you know. And what happens, I think, in a time that we live in where we're so disconnected, and COVID, pandemic, yeah, and then all of the manipulation that's taken place since, you know, they want to keep us, you know, disconnected.
Isolated, yeah.
Did you hear about this term? Now I'm really shifting this thing up now. Did you hear about the term that just came out? It kind of blew up on the internet through Joe Rogan's show. It's called mass formation psychosis.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that next week, I think. But yeah, we'll give a little tease here. I'm not going to do this to Tim, but it's quite interesting just talking about how people have become disconnected, not reaching out anymore, maybe telling somebody, you go do that, I'm not going to go do that, and even pay for them to go do it because we don't want to go do it, but how we've become so isolated.
Yeah.
And that has really played into this fear and anxiety and depression, because we're meant to be together.
Yeah.
And oftentimes when we are feeling those things, we don't reach out.
Right.
We don't connect, and we don't seek after the truth. We're just kind of numb.
Right. Existing. Because we want to have, we want people to do what we need them to do when we want them to do it, because we've become selfish.
Yeah.
And we don't have the needs of others in our view, in our sight.
Right. And that's what the gospel is all about. Listen, truth will set you free. Don't forget it. It's God's truth only.
You are listening to Unshakable with Charlana Kelly, Vanessa Dotson, and Tim Lowry. You can text your questions to 936-931-7770. That's 936-931-7770.
Bella Gifts from the Heart is proud to be a sponsor of Unshakable. Bella Gifts is located in the historic downtown square of Crockett, Texas. They carry a variety of specialty items selected from a love of style, sense of humor, family, and hope. Stop by Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. or Saturdays till 4. For directions and more information, call 936-545-1906 or visit bellagiftsfromtheheart.com.
Looking for a breathtaking location for your wedding or event? Look no further than the Barn at Hickory Creek. Nestled in the heart of Crockett, Texas, this stunning barn venue offers a unique rustic elegance that you won't find anywhere else. We proudly host weddings, family reunions, corporate events, and any type of special occasion. Call us today at 936-222-4562. The Barn at Hickory Creek, creating endearing experiences you will cherish for decades to come.
For over 50 years, Bruner's Economy Car Center has been delivering fast, affordable, and highly trusted automotive care to Crockett and the surrounding communities. Whether it's 24-hour towing and wrecking service, routine engine services, or custom body and paint repair, Bruner's Economy Car Center has got you covered. They work with all insurance companies, and with direct repair, you'll be back on the road in no time. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Bruner's is ready to service all of your car care needs. For 24-hour towing, call 936-546-4022. That's 936-546-4022. Or visit them at brunersecc.com to schedule your appointment and free estimate today. Bruner's Economy Car Center, trusted since 1972.
My name is Lori Clifton, and I am a life strategist and imaginator, and I am the author of The Awareness Suite. The Awareness Suite is a series of rooms that God and I designed together that disaster-proof your life from the inside out. Disaster-proofing from the inside out, it's a real thing when you learn about the ACE key. The ACE key, it's the awareness changes everything key, and it's the missing piece of life's puzzle that keeps you from being deceived by life's fine-sounding arguments. Connect with me and learn more at LoriClifton.com.
104.3 Joy FM. Feel the joy.
To Unshakable with Charlana Kelly, Vanessa Dotson, and Tim Lowry. The studio lines are now open. You can text your questions to 936-931-7770. Now, here's your host, Charlana Kelly.
Welcome back. We just had a marvelous time today on the program talking about truth, traditional cultural truth, man's traditions, man's way of doing things, man's law, God's ways, God's law, God's truth, inerrant, absolute. It's not ever going to change. And the real need for Christians to get back to the simplicity of God's word and his truth. And friends, I'm just going to tell you one thing straight up before we end the program. You've got to stop following men.
Yes.
And because I'm a woman, stop following women. You know, stop following people.
Yep.
You need to follow Jesus. You need to get in there and look at what Jesus did and said and be like Jesus, who said, I only do what my Father tells me to do. I only say what he tells me to say.
And if you have an encounter with God, don't second guess it.
Right.
You know, there's so many people, even Christians, that I've been hearing saying, oh, well, God doesn't talk to sinners. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Hello. You know? How did Abraham even get in?
Exactly. But when you do that, I mean, there's people I've seen sharing testimonies like before they were saved, saying that God spoke to them, and out of that came their repentance and came their conversion and their experience with God. And then to have a devout Christian for 20 years go, oh, that can't be real. It just drives me crazy because I'm not gonna say it's Satan because it's just uneducated.
Right.
It's uneducated religion knocking down a real relationship with Christ.
Right. Right. It's zeal without knowledge, really.
And I think that's why we're wanting to reclaim truth. Expose those things that we've maybe just even, you know, unconsciously accepted as truth.
Right.
And say, let's get back to what the real absolute truth is.
Yeah. And don't blindly follow people. That's the bottom line to this. Yeah. Next week, we're going to talk about a new term to me, but I think it's worthy in this conversation to talk about it. It's called mass formation psychosis. Just go search it and read about it. It's what happened to all the people in Germany when Hitler was formulating his big plan to annihilate the Jews. And the church was included in that. We need to be separate. We need to be peculiar. We are a chosen generation. We're not supposed to be like the rest of the world.
Nope.
And we're going to have to come out from among some of this stuff and be the light that we're called to be. And that's what Tim and I want for your life and your family.
Because once you're awake, you don't want to go back to sleep.
That's the truth. Perfect place to close this program. We don't want to go back to sleep, friends. Stay wide awake, on alert, and stay in prayer.
You've been listening to Unshakable with Charlana Kelly, Vanessa Dotson, and Tim Lowry. Unshakable is a ministry of Speak Truth Media. If you would like to help support this ministry, you can mail your gifts to Unshakable, P.O. Box 387, Crockett, Texas, 75835. That's Unshakable, P.O. Box 387, Crockett, Texas, 75835. Until next time, remember to stay strong in the Lord so that you too can be
unshakable.